Pope Francis received the bishops of Mexico on Monday during the course of their ad limina visits. In written remarks prepared and delivered to the bishops on Monday morning, Pope Francis praised their efforts to help the needy and urged them to promote a culture of encounter, dialogue, and peace, Lydia O'Kane reports.
In his speech to the Mexican bishops who are here on their ad limina visits, Pope Francis began by highlighting the Christian values that underpin many Latin American countries, including Mexico, adding that this country's heritage cannot be understood without looking at the faith of its people. The Pope underlined that if one looks at Our Lady of Guadalupe, it can be seen that on more than one occasion, the example of her tenderness has contributed to the reconciliation and the full liberation of the Mexican people. Focusing on the current multiple violence affecting Mexican society, particularly among young people, the Holy Father highlighted the need to promote Our Lady's spirit of harmony through a culture of encounter, dialogue, and peace. During his speech to the bishops, Pope Francis acknowledged all their efforts to help the needy, the unemployed, those working in subhuman conditions, those without access to social services, migrants in search of better living conditions, and farmers. He also urged the bishops to make the victims of drug trafficking and the vulnerable their continuing concern. On the issue of evangelization, the Holy Father stressed to those gathered the importance of catechists and the laity, who he called irreplaceable in spreading the word of God in the family, in schools, and even in government, and he invited the bishops to help lay people in this regard. He also urged the bishops to promote the dignity of human life from conception to natural death. Finally, the Pope made particular mention of young people, especially those who feel the call of Christ. He continued by saying that attention should be given to the promotion, selection, and training of vocations to the priesthood and consecrated life, because, he said, they express the fruitfulness of the Church and its ability to attract disciples and missionaries to plant in the world the good seed of the Kingdom of God. I'm Lydia O'Kane.